Seventh week, fifth day. Angels shall bear thee up. There is only one way to overcome fear, and that is to keep in balance. Fears of physical injury are overcome when we learn how to move rhythmically and with easy coordination. Muscles at the back of the neck must be relaxed so that the head is kept in easy balance at the top of the spine. Skilled gymnasts and trained athletes are never afraid of falling, because they know how to fall into balance. Fears of the mind are overcome when the imagination is well balanced. An arrested and inhibited imagination continually creates tensions by falsifying reality. When we can view life as a whole instead of in segments, when we can see beneath the appearance of evil to the divine progression toward fulfillment of needs, quietness and calmness are our portion. And then our ideas come to us in perfect order and perfect sequence. Fears of the soul are overcome when the spirit is brought into balance. As tightened neck muscles unbalance our bodies, constricted love unbalances the spirit. When we can see all other persons as they really are, inherently perfect beings in a perfectly planned universe governed by a perfectly loving God, we have lost all fears. For love is such a strong force that it needs no other forces to support it or sustain it. We are balanced in body, mind, and soul. We are ready to rise up on wings of eagles to the heights of living where we truly belong. And then we fall according to the pull of divine forces. We are safe and all relationships are perfectly adjusted and harmonious. And Clark's choice of scripture for today is from the book of Revelation, chapter 21, verse 7. He that overcometh shall inherit all things, and I will be his God, and he shall be my son.